London, Wednesday, Chof Ches Shvat, the 10th of February, Rabbi Yisrael Shalom Aaron Shlita, running on the Mizbeach.
Good morning, everyone. To those who are here with us, and those who are with us virtually, if you're listening live or a later date, it's a pleasure to be starting the day together. And you're right in that what we say should be Emes Torah and Miskabel. The topic is running on the Mizbeach. That was advertised. And what we mean with that is, how is one going to walk on the Kevesh, on the ramp, going up to the Mizbeach? Is one allowed to run? What type of steps? And this inyan begins in the last posuk of last week's Sedra. It says in the last posuk in Parshas Yisroi, "V'leisale v'malus al mizbechi," one should not go up on stairs onto the Mizbeach. "Asher leisigole erevoscha olav," in order not to reveal one's erva to the Mizbeach. Rashi explains, "Kasha'ato boine kevesh le'mizbeach," when you make a platform going up to the Mizbeach, one shouldn't make it steps, miles, elecholak yeh umeshupa, it should be a ramp, a slope, a kevesh, asher leisigale erevoscha, because by having steps, one will have to widen one's legs, atatzorech laharche psiyosecho, and therefore the floor of the Mizbeach, the floor of the kevesh, will be able to see one's erva. Rashi explains that this is, we know the Kohenim wore trousers. We know they wore Michnas Eivad. And being that they wore trousers, there's no concern, of real concern, of the Mizbeach seeing one's erva. But rather, Rashi says that it is Korev L'Gilei Erva, which I saw the Prisha explains, it means it's Doimet L'Gilei Erva. It's already, even though literally the Mizbeach will never be able to see the erva of the Kohen, but it is Korev and Doimet to Gilei Erva. Rashi makes a Kalva Choyma, Oma Avonim, the stones which have no feelings, they're not sentient beings, they don't care, there's no bezoyin for stones. Still, the Torah was makbid al bezoyinim. Hoyel v'yeshbem tzorech, says the Torah, le'sinek behem minek bezoyin. Chavercha, one's colleague, shubedmus yitzroch, umakbid al bezoyinoi, alachas kam v'kam. A person, a human being, who is number one b'tzelem elekim, and furthermore, he's someone who does have feelings, he is makbid on his bezoyin, one should for sure take care not to be mevaza. This is what Rashi quotes, is from the Mechilta. And the Mechilta adds, Mechilta says, maybe the whole Issa to go on steps on the Mizbeach is only when one ascends, v'leisale b'malis, to go up. But on the way down, if somebody would bring a staircase or a ladder, maybe that's allowed, v'leisale b'malis. To which the Mechilta says, not so, because it says, asher leisigol ha'ervoscho, that the concern here is that the Mizbeach shouldn't see the erva, and therefore it makes no difference going up or going down. It's nothing got to do with what you're actually doing. It's got to do with the Mizbeach not seeing the erva. The Mechilta carries on, Rabbi Shmuel Oima. Rabbi Shmuel says, "The Ma'at Talmud Leima Shleisegal Arvoscha Olav Shleyelech Psia Gaso." One should not take a large step. So, besides for the din, the literal translation of the pasuk, which is one shouldn't go up on steps on the Mizbeach, there's also a requirement not to take a large step, even whilst going up the kevesh. Because a psia gasa will also, it makes a difference if you're going on a stair or if you're going on a ramp. Taking a large step will also make the Mizbeach see one's erva or korev le'erva, and therefore that's also forbidden. Elo, says the Mechilta, how is one going to go up? One's going to go up goidel, betzad okev, okev, betzad goidel. The heel next to your toe, and the next, when you take your next step, you put your next leg's heel next to the toe of your other foot, and that is the way one goes up pigeon steps. That is the way one goes up on the Mizbeach. This is brought down in all the mainstream Rishonim, the Shitta is, the Smag, the Urim, the Sefer Mitzvah, the Rambam. If somebody, when he goes on the Mizbeach, takes a big step, then he is over this lav. Leikin, get Malkus. The Chinuch says, this is Negeh to Zchorim, Negeh to Mekeves. Anybody who takes a large step on the Mizbeach, on the Kevesh, or if he goes upstairs, because it's the same thing, he will get Malkus for this lav of Leisal v'malis on Mizbechi. This halacha is not just negeya b'zman habayis. It's not just something which b'zmanenu we don't have. It is also has a practical b'zmanenu halacha lemaisa ramification. Because the Gemara in Brochus Taf Yud says that when one davens hamaspalel tzorech shichavenes raglav, when one davens shmona esrei, your legs have to be together. The Gemara learns it says why? Because we learn this from the malachim, by the angels. It says the pasuk v'ragleim regel yishora. Even though angels have two legs, but it looks like one as they are together. So too, when one is mispalal, you're meant to be doima to malachim, to angels, and therefore we have to keep our legs together. And this is gepasuk in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadihei. It is not clear in the Gemara why, when we daven, we have to be mistama to angels, to malachim. And that the Mefarshim give different reasons. The Mara Aponim on the Yerushalmi says that because just like malachim, they're oimid lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we daven, we're oimid lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be mizdama to them. The Beis Yosef gives a different reason. He says, just like malachim don't have any desires for Olam Hazeh, for Gashmias, so too when we mispalel, we're going to leave this world and come to the Bayer Olam, so we have to do things which make us similar to malachim. But the Yerushalmi brings a machlekes about this. The Yerushalmi also brings down this din that when one daven Shmoneh Esra, you should have your 2 feet together. And the Yerushalmi says, Pligi bo a machlekes between Reb Levi and Reb Simon. This is in the Yerushalmi in Brochus, Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph. I think it's in the new Yerushalmi's Daf Dalet. And the machlekes is, one of the Amiroim say that the reason is like the Bavli, because we have to be compared to Malachim. But the Chadoma, that since Tfilah is B'mokim Avodah, Tfilah is a type of Avodah Hashem, and we learn many halachas and Tfilah from the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. Since Tfilah is B'mokim Avodah, so we compare ourselves to the Koyanim when they went on the Mizbeach, that the Koyanim had to walk with like pigeon steps, they never separated their legs because of the lav of Lisal of Amalis al Mizbechi. And they had to go one step in front of the other, and there was always a heel next to a toe, it never was apart. So too, when we daven Shmoneh Esra, which is a type of Aveda, B'mokim Aveda, we also keep our legs together. That's another opinion in the Gemara, Machlekes Reb Levi and Reb Simon. One of them says, like the Bavli, because of Malachim, and the other one says, to be compared to the Koyanim. The Rabbeinu Yonah brings this down in Brochus. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, there's a nafkimina between the two pshatim. The nafkimina will be, do the legs have to be together at the same, together in tandem? So if it's like the malachim, the two legs have to be like they have to be together in tandem. But if you go, that's because of the koyanim, well, the koyanim, as they were walking, it's true their legs never separated. They always had the heel against the toe, but it could be one in front of the other. So according to the Manda Omar, it's to be David the Koyanim, says Rabbeinu Yonah, you don't have to be makbid and davening to have it right together next to each other. But the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, the Bavli brings down the reason of the malachim. The Torah, but in Siman Tzadihei, does bring down both reasons. The Torah to Mishan, Siman Tzadihei, in Erechayim, says a person when he's mispalo, when he davens, he should have his legs together. Reason number one, to be daimed to the malachim. Reason number two, from the Yerushalmi, to be daimed to the Koyanim. And the Beis Yosef is matmiya, and he asks, why is the Torah bringing both reasons? If reason, and he brings down the Rabbeinu Yonah, if reason number one requires you to have your two legs mamish together, then why are you adding reason number two, which is a lower requirement, just to have the legs touching each other, but they could even be a bit ahead? He tries to answer, he says, maybe he argues, he blabs, but etzim shver on the Torah, why the Torah brings both reasons. And Anochanami, the Beis Yosef, in a Sefer Shechon Aruch, when he paskins the Mechaba, only brings down the reasons of Malachim, because it fits with what he asks in the Torah, why did the Torah bring both reasons down? Everyone can say it for the Torah. If one looks in Siman Kuf Chov Dalet, I think, just check. I think it's Kuf Chov Dalet. Kuf Chov Gimel, sorry. It's Siman Kuf Chov Gimel, Siv Gimel. There, the Shulchan Aruch speaking about the halacha of Oyse Sholem. So it says, when does Oyse Sholem, if one can, I mean, there's a shaila about when there's no space. But the halacha is that one should minimum the steps of Oyse Sholem at the end of Shemin Esra should be minimum. A footstep, a whole space of your whole leg. In other words, minimum your toe by the heel of your other foot. The Ramah adds v'toiv lihizoy, not to do larger. So that's an extra requirement which the Mechaber doesn't say. That the toiv lihizoy, that when you do Eisei Sholem, you see people sometimes something like makvid. Again, it's not a ma'akev. Toiv lihizoy to do Eisei Sholem with your foot against your heel, not a larger step. Says the Goin, what's the makir for the Ramah? He says, this Yerushalmi, that you have to be doing it to the Koyanim. And he says, even though we paskin, the reason is like the Malachim, that one has to be compared to angels, and therefore we don't go that the reason why your legs have to be together is because to be doing it to the Malachim, to be doing it to the Koyanim. But that's only when you're davening Shemoneh Esra, but when you're doing Oyse Sholem, you're now not doing it to a Malach anymore. Your legs are going, your feet are separated, they're not right together, the two legs. Therefore, at least do that to the Koyanim, that's enough Gemina. He doesn't say that's pshat in the Torah, but there would be a good pshat in the Torah. Why the Torah brings both reasons? Because it has an afkamina for the Oyser Sholim. And it's shtims that the Beis Yosef had it shver, because the Beis Yosef doesn't have this requirement. The Mechaber doesn't have this tevli zohe, not to do a larger step. He just has a minimum shir, not to be smaller. So with shtim, they had it shver. There's also another nafkamina. This is a very interesting nafkamina. I saw brought down between the Teras Chaim, not the same Teras Chaim in the back of those who learned in Baba Kama, not that Teras Chaim, a later Achrim. But also in Achrim, he asks, in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, there's various dinim that we do to be compared to angels, to malochim. We wear white clothes, as brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Resh Yud. And one of the reasons, the main reason, is to be doimel lezdamis the malochim. And in Kippur, we're compared to with the Medrash. Another thing is a minik, people have brought down aloch as well, to stand, so if you have the strength to stand the holding Kippur, some people, that's also to doimel to malochim. And even the tevila of Erev Yom Kippur, there's various reasons, al tshuva and al tahara, but one of the reasons brought down aloch, according to many, is just because we want to be moisif tahara, because we're now becoming malochim. And the poskim say that these, for example, by brought down the Mishkan Brura and Shatzi and Sikot and Yotes, that women, they can stand if they want the Holy Kippur, but they should not, there's no Indian for a woman to stand the Holy Kippur. It's not an Indian. Because the Morgan Avram and all these halachas says, they don't apply to women, because it brings a posuk that malachim, I've never seen a malach, but malachim are masculine entities. It brings a posuk, we learn out, that they are considered, and therefore in a keva, a woman cannot be mizdama to a malach. There's no issa for her to stand, there's no issa for her to wear white clothes. Mishnah Berurah says, that's covered yontov, she should wear. But the idea that the inyonim that were brought down in halacha, that we do lezdamis to malachim, don't apply to females. Is the question is asked, so if in Shulchan Aruch Sadihei we say that a person has to daven, has to keep his legs together, lezdamis to malachim, we mentioned from the Mara upon him, what's the reason is that Muslim Malachim? Because the Gemara dashes that a Malach's legs are not separated, so we said, why do you have to be like a Malach? Because just like a Malach is Oymid Lefnei Hashem, so now that you're davening, you try to be Mizdama to a Malach. And other reasons why we try and be like a Malach. But the Gemara paskins, you have to be Mizdama to a Malach. So when women daven Shmin Esra, do they not have this requirement to have their legs together? And truth be told, I didn't look up inside, but I heard in the rivers of Ephraim, from Ephraim Greenblatt, Zechen of Rocha, in Tov Kof Lamed Hei, he says, Taka, there's no requirement for a woman when she davens Shmin Esra to have her legs together. But he says, because of this problem, but he does say, Abba Lamaisa, the minig always was as yeah, and one should not be Mashanam in a minig. So he's not saying Halacha Lamaisa, that woman should, but he says, technically, for he came up from the Sugya, that a woman when davens Shmin Esra, it's a bit shver, the Shulchan Aruch is not machalek, the Pesach is not machalek. But the Teres Chaim wants to say that they still have the other reason. They have the reason of the Torah, which is Yishalmi, to be like Kohen. And let me explain what that means, even though a woman is not a Kohen. But when we say to be like Kohen, Yisrael is also not a Kohen. When we say that, the idea is that Avoida was done, we're not trying to misdama to Kohenim. It's the idea is that just like the Avoida was done with the legs together, so to Tefillah, which is Avoida, should be done with the legs together. But the reason of Malachim, that's because we're trying to compare to be like a Malach. A woman can't be like a Malach. When we talk about to be like the Kohenim, we don't say that you should be like the Kohenim. Avoida, we're trying to be, this since this is an Avoida, and Avoida was done with the legs together because of Lisa Alev Malas al Mizbechi, so too, you should keep your legs as Avoida. And that's what the Teres Chaim says. Therefore, Lafi that, Teres Chaim in Akron, he wants to say that that's the reason why women should keep their feet together. I still brought down that they asked Reb Chaim Knievsky, the Shaila, and they asked him, should women have to have their feet together? Shmin Esra. And he said, the minig always was as yeah, but I knew Shalmi. So he means this, yeah. And that would be a good chat why the Torah brings it down, because it had an afkamina for another afkamina. And again, it's geshmak why the Beis Yosef doesn't like it. He asks, why is the Torah bringing the second reason? Because remember, the Beis Yosef explained that the reason why we're mizdama to Malachim, by keeping your legs together, is not because we're trying to be like Malachim. It's just like Malachim. Don't think of Olam Hazeh. So we do things to try and inspire us not to think of Olam Hazeh when we daven. So then that would apply to women as well. It's not like being kippur when we're trying to be mizdama to Malachim. But if the other reasons brought on other mafoshim, then this question would arise and this would be enough afkamina. Okay, so that's just the negel in enedu from this halacha of okay mitzad regel. Upon the etzem inyan, the one called the psiagasa, the leisale b'malis, the rishonim, the teis sarosh, the teis yishonim, ask akasha from the Gemara and the Mishnah and the Gemara and Yuma. Yeah, we know that the Koyanim and the Beis HaMikdash, who decided who to do which Avodah. So there was Mishmeiros, there was Bateyav, but even amongst that, every day, who decided, who brought the Talmud, who did the Halacha, who did the Zrika. So there was Pisces, a type of lottery. Well, how it worked was the Mishnah Numa, the Gemara, that the Sgan gave it a certain number, and everyone stood in a circle, those who wanted to do it, they put our finger, and whoever reached that number, where it fell on, he did the Avodah. But the Mishnah says, Berushayna, when it came to Trumas Hadeshen, Trumas Hadeshen was done at the crack of dawn. So Berushayna, there, by Trumas Hadeshen, there was no pious. The Gemara says, why not? The Gemara says, because it was early in the morning. They didn't think there'd be big demand from the Kohenim coming early in the morning to do Trumas Hadeshen. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? The last Avodah is the Haktorah Tomet Shavein Arbayim. Yeah, Vimakav on the Mizbeach. And there you had to stay up all night. Because in case it fell off, it was Poikim on the Mizbeach. You had to put it back on. So the Kohen who was makdiv the Ivorim or Pudorim had to stay up all night. The Gemara says, there was a pious. We're not concerned that nobody's going to want it. The Gemara says, a Yisoid, which maybe some can relate to, that it's a lot more difficult to wake up in the morning, Gemara and Chof Beis and Dalaf and Yuma, than to stay up all night. So to stay up all night is easier. So they thought there'll always be demand of Kohenim wanting to do that Avodah. But to wake up, somebody who's Avodah is not to stay up, like, he doesn't have to stay up, he's not doing Haktorah, to wake up early to do Trumas Hadeshen, that's already much more difficult. The Gemara is a good Nusach, as to wake up earlier is harder than to stay up late, yeah. Stay up all night. So Akoponim, how did they decide? When more than one Kohen came. What happened when more than one Kohen came? So they would, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, they would run up the Kevesh, and whoever reached the four Amos closest to the Mizbeach itself, at the top first, he was zeicher to do the Trumas Hadeshen. Eventually it came to Sakona because the scuffles broke out and the Gemara says something broke his leg. The Mishnah says that the Gemara speaks even about Shvichas Domin. What happened? Therefore they made a pious for that as well, and that minig was discontinued and they started doing a pious even for Trumas Hadeshen. But the question asked the Rishonim, how could they run? We just said it's a lav. Yeah, brought on all the Rishonim, Mechilta, the Yerushalmi, that Kohen's not allowed to walk more than pigeon steps. Yeah, you can't be Marachal Psiyasecho. On the Kevesh Sa'al of the Ma'alis HaMizbechi, and here they're racing up the Kevesh. So, there's a few answers to this. I mean, So the first thing one could say, and this is brought down in the Tosfos Rosh, and he says, V'chein Nira, says the race was from pigeon steps. Yeah. He says we're running up, we're having the heel leaving the third of the other one, in Santa Rage, race. Mm-hmm. The Tosfos Shonim says, Einei Nira V'deichik, on this chat. But the Samri Shonim say it, the Tosfos Rosh brings it down. He says that's as Efsha, that was the race, that's the Rotsin.
How did they break his leg?
A scuffle, yeah, he fell, he was pushed. It was doch of him and he was fell off the road.
Fell off.
He was pushed off. Okay, so there we go. That's one mahal. And the Rosh says the Chaynir on it, the Tishon says Doichik. Saying some Rishon are not happy with it. The Urayim goes with a similar thing, a bit easier, but less of a Doichik. He wants to be Madcha the whole thing. He says, Avada, you're allowed to do regular steps on the Mizbeach. And therefore you could run as well. So this sort of Mechilta and the Yishalmi, this whole halacha of that you get Malkus, that if you go a large step, that's a Vesia Gasa, a very large step. But regular, normal walking and more than regular running wouldn't be a problem. And he says, this that we say, Eikim mitzad goydel, a goydel mitzad okeva, okay mitzad goydel, that the heel next to the toe, the pigeon steps, that's what the Lemaisa did in order not to be over. That was the minute what they did, but not that that's a requirement. So when it came to running, there was no problem of running up the Mizbeach. There was no problem of having, as long as they didn't do extra super long psia gassas, he doesn't give a shit. And he says, that's pshat and berushena herot, so that's the Urim. Similar to the pshat that we're saying, those pigeon steps make it a little easier, but they could do a bit larger steps. But the Tosfos Rosh and the Tosfos Shonim bring another pshat. They say that the whole din, this whole halacha of lesala b'malis al mizbechi, is only when it's b'shas avodah. They want to suggest, and this is the Gola Maisa, that only when you're doing actual avodah, and remember, going up the mizbech sometimes is an avodah. One of the avodahs for the kohenim is hoylocha. Is going up the Mizbeach, carrying the Ivorim Uptorim. And therefore, going up the Mizbeach is an Avodah, and that's when it was a problem of being a Psia Gasa. That's when there's a Shaila of going on stairs. Otherwise, it's not there's no Issa, and that's why racing to see who should be Zeicha in the Trumas Hadeshen, and that itself is not an Avodah, therefore they could run. It's a very big Chiddush. I mean, number one, many Rishonim argue. I mean, the Chinuch we mentioned earlier says Echad Zchorim veEchad Nekeves Saiva. So the Miches Chinuch says, oh, if it's, we say Nekeves, then we obviously don't need Avodah because women can't do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. So that, many Rishonim argue, and also Pashas HaMechilta. Remember, we started off with Leisale. One can't ascend the Mizbeach, and we asked Mechilta, what about coming down? So he says, no, the Ik is the Erva. The Mizbeach shouldn't see one's Erva, and therefore it's nothing got to do with you going up. There's no Avodah of coming down, Pashas. And it, as it's very clear, the problem is the Bezoyan of seeing the Erva. So what's that got to do with Dafka the Avodah? But this is what those who shouldn't want to say.
Sorry, when would the woman ever get to the Kevesh to go up it?
We know that they did. We know from Chanukah that they did. We have the story that she kicked the Mizbeach. If they did, will they get Malkus? You're asking that how they allowed to go more than Yud Aleph Amma in.
Yeah.
So there were times that they were allowed to, marshal by Erev Pesach. I don't know women, but men, Erev Pesach, they were allowed to go even beyond. Yeah. And we know that even if they were not allowed to, but if they did, would they get Malkus? We're going up in the Mizbeach. As we see in the story of Chanukah, I forgot the name, but one of the.
Miriam,
she kicked the Mizbeach.
Lucas, she kicked it. Yeah, she shouldn't have gone up the Kevesh.
But she went, why not? Why not? The same reason she was there, if you're saying she wasn't allowed to be there, then she.
She,
there's no difference between next to Mizbeach. Yeah,
she was a mummer, I mean.
Yeah, but would you get Malkus for it? It's enough going for a lab. Yeah, you're richtig. You'll be over another lab.
Yeah,
but would they, when would they? Maybe they wouldn't, but if Lamais they did, just going over there, would you be over a lab? This would be over this lab of Lisa of Amilus.
Yeah, when the Chinuk said Vanoig, Bisquarim within the Cavus, it was.
So they get Malkus if they go up. Are you ready to say this? It's important to speak out that the Mechilta says that you would have made a Kal V'chomer, referring to your point, maybe for the whole Beis HaMikdash. Maybe if, just like you can't take a large step, just like you can't go up, maybe, and the Mechilta says no, it says Olav, it's Gala Ravascha Olav, so even though you make a Kal V'chomer, the Kodesh Kodshim, for sure you can't do a large step, says the Mechilta, no, Olav Dafka on the Mizbeach. So the but it's a Kiddush when they say that even that these Rishonim want to suggest in one pshat, Tesi Rosh and Tesi Shonim, Tesi Shonim blagues with this, only Bishas Avodah to answer their question of how they could go up, run up the Mizbeach for the Trum Sadeshim. Maybe one can bring a Rashi, which sounds like it, like this Mahalach as well, from the Gemara in Sukkah and Base, on the Base. The Gemara over there is speaking about Simchas Beis HaSheiva. Anybody who hadn't seen what went on, the simcha, the joy of a simcha beis sheva, hasn't experienced true simcha. And the Gemara describes various activities that the kohenim would engage in. And one of them was strong, powerful kohenim would climb ladders by the simcha beis sheva whilst holding heavy jugs of oil. And the Gemara says that's even more stronger than Ben Baisus, who he was also a very powerful kohen. This required a greater feat of strength. And the Gemara says, what was the greater Gvura, which was the grace of strength of this Ben Baisus? And the Gemara says that once this Kohen, where there was a big show which was being marked with the Mizbeach, and he carried the Halacha to the Haktorah, the Aveda, and he carried one flank of the show in one hand, the other flank in the other hand, and he walked up the Kevesh to be makter it. Okay, Mitzad Godel, says the Gemara, and he was makter it. And the Maisa, the Kohenim, didn't allow it, because there's a din of Aveselim, Nahalech Lekim, Nahalech Berogesh, that more Kohenim should be involved in the Avodah, and therefore they didn't allow him to do it again. But just to how strong he was, they could carry this big Sher HaGadol on his own. Says Rashi, why did he walk Ekev Tzad Gadol? Says Rashi, Laharis Koyche, to show his strength. Frank the Tosis Arosh, what do you mean? It's a Chiv. It's a Chiv Leisal HaMemalos. And the Tosis Arosh Taka argues, and he says, Deloike wants to go. By the way, there it's an Avodah. Carrying up the Halochas Eivorim to Haktore is Avodah. So you can't say that it wasn't an Avodah, you haven't got these Terutzim. If you learn, either like the Yerim, that you're allowed to take regular steps, or if you learn that, if you learn like the Yerim, then it's Kishmak. That Rashi holds that you're allowed to take regular steps. Okav Mitzat Gretel is not a requirement. It is Medik in Rashi Al-Khira, even though he's quoting the Mechilta, he just says, Al-Shalidea Malais at the Harachib Siyasecha. I don't know how much Harachib Siyasecha. He never says that you can't do regular steps. But it would fit with that Rashi in a final mahalach is the mahalach of the Malbim, Yad Eison, Ava Achrenim, who want to say a big chiddush that maybe the Tana of our Mishnah, the Mishnayos, argue on the Mechilta. And they don't hold that there's any Issa to do a Psiya Gasa on the Mizbeach, not like what we've been saying till now, not like how we said for most Rishonim, paskin et la'alocha. And leisal lebemalis al mizbech, he only refers to steps, stairs. One can't go on stairs up on the mizbeach. But if you want to take a big look, there's the other side din of Miriam Migdosh, not to do large steps. Different din, one has to walk back. No, wherever you're on the Beis HaMikdosh, which doesn't apply, the Gevurah Sari says, when you're racing for Trumas HaDeshen, which that is l'chvid of Hashem, it's he who does it, and it wouldn't apply Miriam Migdosh. They want to suggest the Malbim, leisal lebemalis al mizbechi, according to the Tana of the Mishnah, according to how Rebbe was Masad of the Mishnah, only refers to stairs. But Yohanan is allowed to, and he's arguing Mechilta. Mechilta is a Rishmol, and the Tana of the Mishnah disagrees. And therefore, the Tana of the Mishnah and Yuma holds that one's allowed to race up the Mizbeach. With that, he wants to answer the Shveri Rambam, the Rambam, in Beis Abchira, in Perik Aleph, doesn't bring down, it just says you can't go on stairs in the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah Melech is Matmiya. Why does the Rambam miss out? Why does the Rambam not bring down this halacha that you can't take a large step? Of the Azeh, is there from?
That's right, it's just a little
back. So Azeh, Mishnah Melech Reb Sorachin on the Rambam. Why does the Rambam miss out this din? Says the Malbim Lefi, what he's saying, that's a machlik is Tanoim, and the Babli, the Mishnayis, disagree with the Mechilta, that's why the Rambam misses out. It's a chiddush to say this in the Rambam. It's a chiddush to say this in the Rambam, as the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs does bring it down. And Taka, I saw the Yad Eis, and Taka says, Shver, I to say. Maybe in Rashi we could say, in the Rashi we quoted earlier. But that's the fourth suggestion, to say that the Tana argues on the Mechilta. The Tana of the Mishnah argues on the Mechilta. With what we've spoken, we can answer a question that the Velt asked. The Velt asked that, it says, Leisal b'ma leisal mizbechi, asher leisigol arvos cholov. We know b'haloischa saneiris, that there were steps, going up to the Menorah. Now, it's not really a question in halacha because the Torah says clearly, he said, it's a goler of all of, the whole issa is only on the Mizbeach, The Menorah is not on the Mizbeach. But the question more like, what's the pshat? Like, what's the pshat? The Torah was makvid more by the Mizbeach than by the Menorah. Taka was only makvid on the Mizbeach. Like, as we dash, all of, only on the Mizbeach. But why? Is there a teaching here, something to learn from it? Why the Torah was dafka makvid on the Mizbeach? So Al Pidrush, there's, if one could say, the Sforno says that there's Mizbeach Avonim Tasaloch, the previous pasuk, that this Mizbeach has to be made of stone, can't be made out of gold and silver, so therefore one can, things which are less valuable, people are much less. Darki Shaladom, a valuable thing made out of gold, you automatically treat it with more care, with more respect. Something which is cheap, made out of stone, the lowest thing, that's something which is, people will come to Mavaza. So therefore, says the Sforno, that's what the Torah says, there's a special kpeda, says the Sforno, not to be mevaza the mizbeach. So again, that wouldn't apply. The steps weren't made out of stone. I don't know what they were made out of. Something was more choshev. It wouldn't come to it. The Rambam Meir Nevuchim says a different time of this lesal b'malis. He says with his shita that the whole mizbeach was mafkia from Oiv David Azorah. So he says that the mizbeaches of the Oiv David Azorah were made out of gold and silver. The idol worshippers had very elaborate mizbeaches. And he says that's why there's a makfoda, one of the time of the crow, of the mizbeach avonim da'asali dafka. And he says, so too, the way they served, he brings from Pa'ir and other idol worshippers, their way of serving on the Mizbech was by being Megala Erva. So therefore he says, the Lisal B'malas says, Mizbechi Asher Leisigol Erva Oscha, stating Rambam in Sefer HaMira, that's to go to the other extreme. That there shouldn't even be even a Doima Legile Erva, so not to be Doima to the Ibn Abi Dazar. Again, Al Pidrush, that would explain why by the other Klei HaMikdash it wasn't the Geah.
The other steps in the Menorah was what? Made of what?
Not stone. Was it wood?
I don't know.
Either way, there was no Ibn David Zorah didn't have that. So if the Rambam, it would be a Shal Pidrush. You asked me if the previous Shal. Yeah. Depends what was made of.
He wasn't avoided that.
That's what we're coming for. That's what we're coming for. But Lefi what we spoke, he's saying, that's very good. Lefi what we spoke, and that could be Lefi the Rishayna, that's only an Issa B'Shal Saveda, Fangtach Nishon the Kasha, because the going up on the stairs is not Aveda. Maybe the Adloka, the Atov is Aveda, but that's already on your top step. Ashenkim by the Mizbeach, like these Yushanim who want to say that, only an Issa of going up. Going up is the Halocha, and they say only by Halocha. Again, it was a Chiddush, not like other Yushanim. But if either is Yushanim, the question doesn't begin. And it's Kedai to mention that if one looks at Chiddush Maran Rizalevi from the Briskerov, the fee, what he wants to explain, and now's no time for it, but it's an interesting shtickle, how he wants to explain that the whole Issa of Leisal B'Ma Leisal Mizbechi only applies because you're actually walking on the Mizbeach. because the Kevesh had a Din Mizbeach as well, in the Sugis of Ololo Yeret, when you have a Postal, a Korban, which goes in the Mizbeach, and Mizbeach Mekadosh Asher Oilo, and he said that applies to the Kevesh as well. I've learned that from the Din of Pnei HaMizbeach. Advar Maruchim, want to look in Space Abchir and the Chedush Mareza Levi, the Brisk Rav wants to say, the whole issue is because you're walking on the Mizbeach, and had the Kevesh not had the Kedushas Mizbeach, there would be no problem. He says, Lahalocha, he says he can make stairs on the other side of the Mizbeach, and he wouldn't be over. That's Chedush from the Brisk Rav. And Claire, have a look in the Rambam Beis Abchir, it can be read in two different ways. But that's how the Rav wants to learn. For him again, the question won't begin because the stairs wasn't the klisharos itself. But that's just to answer the first question.
No, it was inside the vehicle.
You're asking us Kal V'Chaymer. Say the Shtei Olav. Yeah, but you're not walking on a klisharos. You're not walking on. You're being mechazik the question. Lemaisa, I just want to finish off with the Ha'ora. I don't really have a good shot on this. The Gemara Nozem Memhei. The Gemara Nozer is there speaking about the Giluach HaNozer. Yeah, the Nozer, when he comes, he has to have a haircut, the Megaleach is everything off. And it says in the Pasuk, V'gilech is Megaleach Pesach Oil Moed. So the Gemara is Mazbe, that doesn't mean that his haircut was in the Azorah, by the door of the Hekel. It means after the Shlomim, which had to be Yishoch and Pesach Oil Moed. Says the Gemara, how do you know? Moitzi, the Pasuk from Pshutai. So Yashi Oimer, that no, because it can't be that he had the haircut there, because it says, Leisa'le V'malis Al-Mizbech Yashleisigol Arvosko, Kavachoyma, a haircut. And the Elamai, it means, like the Gemara says with the Shlomo. Yeah. The question is, Zechen on Avodah cutting there. It's definitely not on the Mizbeach. What's going on? What has the Gemara learn from this din? You have to say, I mean, the only pshat I have is to say that the Gemara means conceptually. That we see that Torah was makvid on the Bizoyan of the Mizbeach. So we are making this Kal V'Chaymer to the Azara to be Moitzi Apostle Chut V'Pshutai. Leave us still a dying tzarchi and exactly if you any of the pshatim. Yeah? So if you don't hold, you need avoda. Everyone's made only on the mizbeach. And zikh if you go to the rishonim only bezman avoda, and you were allowed to run on the mizbeach. You're allowed to quote unquote be mevazel the mizbeach shalei b'shas avoda, but you couldn't. So what's the raya that you can do the haircut, the giluach in the azor? That's just a horror. Say the shkoyach as a biyotzni, as a shvizeicher, as a shem to go on the mizbeach.